We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Michael White. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
I am blessed. Michael, awesome. You have to be excited about my help. My help is in the Lord. Wow.
Absolutely. Very excited.
That is a powerful song. Tell us about My Help.
Well, My Help is a song that brings deliverance to those who are going through. And that's actually every Christian that is walking this life. Everybody's going to have some type of trouble. And that whole Psalm 124, which is where the song comes from, is just an example of what happens when we go through. It's the Lord's promise that, you know, when we go through, our help is in His name, that we can call Him and He won't let us be overwhelmed by raging waters and the trials of life, but we just trust Him and call on His name, you know, we can be delivered, we can be saved and kept safe.
Where are you now? Your debut was Conqueror. So how have you grown over the years from that 2006 debut of Conqueror?
Well, that's a great question. Being the minister of music during that time, that season of Conqueror, I had just really started handling the ministries at Reed Temple on a regular basis, and we've expanded since then. And since that time, I've been, you know, doing a lot more writing, doing a lot more singing, you know, and just trying to touch the hearts of people everywhere. I believe that the older we get, you know, the more experience we have with witnessing, with singing, with ministering. And, you know, our gift of singing and writing is just another tool to be disciples for Christ, which is what everybody is anointed to do in their own specific talents and gifts.
Sing Over Me. It includes a hit you wrote for Earl Bynum, Bless
yes,
the Name of Jesus.
That's right.
Tell us about that song, an up-tempo song that will get your hands clapping and your feet tapping. Tell us about that.
Well, interesting enough, a few years before I let Earl hear it, I was working on a Christmas project, and that song was part of my Christmas project that I have yet to put out because, you know, just been so busy with other things, but that's one of my Christmas songs. And when I originally wrote it, it had like a Christmas verse, and then I created another verse, you know, just so it could be like a year-round type of song. It's a wonderful piece, though, and I really love the song. It's one of those songs that you write all at once. It didn't come in pieces. It kind of came at the same time. The verse, well, the chorus and all that came at one time. I feel like when I get the songs like that, the Lord is really pouring out His Spirit, and He's speaking over me. Or singing over me, so to speak. And then I hear the melodies in the heavens and I have to interpret it.
Not only did Earl Bynum like this song, but tell us about Alexis Spite.
Yeah, that's an exciting thing. Alexis Spite heard the song actually at Kim Burrell's church because Kim was singing it. And I think Kim Burrell had heard it through either BET or mixing it up with Earl Bynum in another setting. So she heard the song at Kim's church, and she said, oh, I have to sing it. I love that song. So she chose to record it. I haven't heard the final yet, but I'm very excited about the fact that that song has its own momentum.
Tell us about Great and Marvelous God, because you wrote that song for Troy Sneed.
I sure did. Yeah. Now, Great and Marvelous God was a song I wrote in 2009. Came out as one of those seasons wherein you have to affirm yourself, like you feel like you somewhat let the Lord down. And I was reading the scripture that, you know, talked about us being a royal priesthood and the fact that He called us out of darkness. And His mercy never ends. And that song came out of a worship time early in the morning where I was just singing to the Lord, You're a great and marvelous God. So great that you can look past my shortcomings and just see still the worth in us. and that's where the song came from. It's a beautiful melody that actually sometimes I feel like I'm known for that song more than anything else.
Wow.
They want to hear that song.
Is there a particular formula that you have for writing a song, or is there a particular place that you like to be in when you write a song?
No, because, you know, the Lord speaks to us 24 hours a day. So that's why we speak to him in spiritual songs, making melodies in our hearts to the Lord. Some of the hottest places to get melodies in from the heavens is after the preached word. And then it's your private time. And, you know, if we're listening to the Lord, he's always saying something to us. So just as I'm writing a song about blessing the name of Jesus, there are other artists who are hearing the Lord speak, and they're writing a song with the same message. You ever notice there's a season of songs being written that are saying some of the same things because the Lord is just speaking to his psalmist and his writers, melodies in the heaven that we have to interpret it. Sometimes I get the chorus with the blessed name of Jesus. I got the chorus first, and as I kept singing it over and over, and then, you know, it developed into the other pieces of the song. Sometimes I'm called to write a song on the spot, and my pastor say, I need a song that says this. And then, you know, I have to go into prayer, and then I hear the melody. Then, and typically when I'm writing a song, I'm not on a piano or instrument. It's just myself and the melody. So I don't want to, if I'm writing and I'm playing the song at the same time, my gift can get in the way of what God is saying. So I try to not use my own gift of playing to hear the melody. So I'd like to hear it from heaven. So, yeah.
Our guest, Michael White, has a phenomenal song out. Nice ballad, My Help. Yes, my help is in the Lord. But, Michael, let me ask you this, because you are a minister of music.
Yes, sir.
How important is the minister of music to the pastor and to the church?
I would say it's, you know, there's the word first, and then right after that is the music ministry. A good friend of mine who actually produced the musicality of the project, Redmond Caldwell, always says that the music is the word of God in liquid form. So much so that when you hear a song, sometimes the scripture you can't remember, but a good song that is scripturally based can kind of get into your heart and you just wake up singing that song. And our song, the song that the minister of music chooses, is has to represent what the people want to sing at that moment. So if we choose the wrong song, then the congregation can't really respond in the worship experience in a way that leads to the word, or that at least touches the heart of God through the music ministry. So we have to be really careful that the song sets the tone for the entire experience.
And when it comes to the Stellar Awards, when Earl Bynum won that Stellar, how did that make Michael White feel?
I felt really good, excited, and somewhat overwhelmed. You know, because when you're writing songs, you want to do what the Lord has called you to do. And I understand that without the Lord and his hand upon my life, and if I'm not close enough to hear him, I can't write a good song. And the times that I feel like when I'm not connected, you know, that's the very time that I miss the mark. Just, you know, doing the ministry, music ministry, gospel music ministry, just being a disciple of the word of the Lord, we have to be so close to him so that we do and say the right things. So thankful, though, for Brandon Mercies in the morning, so that when we do fall short, you know, we can still keep going as long as we keep trusting and keep living for him.
You did a video for My Help. How'd you like doing that video?
It was a good experience. Actually, the video was from the actual night of the recording. So I'm just really diving into the thoughts of doing special videos for the project. But I enjoy any time we're going before the people with music and lifting up him in song. I enjoy the process. So I'm excited about the new possibilities.
What's next for Michael White?
Next for Michael White? Well, I'm continuing to write songs. I am working on Christmas, not for this year, but for next year. It'll be the Michael White Christmas project. And I'm going to use some friends here in town. And my children sing as well, so I'm going to use them heavily on the project. I'm excited about that. And a new project of praise and worship is on the way as well. There's a few series going on at our church at Reed Temple that I'm working through. So I'll be using the church choir and kind of recording there as well. So it's going to be a busy season, but an exciting season.
Michael, let's get some folks involved. How would they get in touch with you? How would they pick up your music? And tell us where you are social media-wise.
All right. So I'm on Instagram at MW True Praise. That would be the same for Facebook and Twitter. My email is michaelwhitemusic@msn.com. Website, michaelwhitemusic.com. And to purchase the music, you can get it on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, all those outlets.
Michael, it has been a pleasure. It is our guest, Michael White, a phenomenal singer, prolific songwriter, gifted musician, and an anointed minister of music. The song, the single, My Help, a beautiful song. Michael, thank you for your time, and may God continue to bless you, your ministry, your family, and everything you put your hands on.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate the opportunity. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you. You be blessed as well. Inside of the Gospel Spotlight, it is Michael White.